This is Dawn Burks, season two of From the Hip. I am in a therapy session today with Chris Wagner.
How can I help you?
We're going to talk about Get Out.
I see.
You got your toothbrush?
Check.
Do you have your deodorant?
Check.
Do you have your cozy clothes?
Got that.
What?
Do they know I'm black?
Should they?
You might wanna, you know.
Mom and Dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked that he's a black man.
I ain't never seen you like this before, bruh.
Meeting families and taking road trips. Don't come back all bougie, man.
Come back, get your damn pants up to your damn stomach.
What did you think about the movie?
I think it's a great horror movie, and I'm not even a real big horror movie guy. What I really loved about it was how it sort of plays by the horror movie rules and then weaves this really wicked racial satire like into every fiber of the film in a way that it's not separate from anything else that's going on. I thought it's my favorite movie of this young year so far.
And it, like, satire doesn't play well with a lot of audiences, because either it has to be spot on or people just don't get it. But you don't have to scratch far beneath the surface of this to understand what's going on. I need to tell anybody who's watching this that there will be spoilers.
There we go, spoil, okay. Let's do it.
We've given you enough time
you've had like two weeks.
So here's the thing, here's what got me. I'm watching this movie and I'm realizing minute by minute that, oh my God, it's about control. It's about control. It's about all the way back to the Tuskegee experiments when people used black men's bodies to try to figure, under the guise of science. This harkens all the way back to that. And it just brought all of that, crystallized all of that to me and made me think, well, am I in the sunken place? What am I doing? Am I wearing a mask?
The Dallas Morning News, the sunken place.
But I really did. I started thinking about code switching, which black people do a lot. Do I act one way here and one way here in order to get along? Or what's going on? I'm a mess behind this movie.
That's why I'm here, Don. yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. And the control issue, certainly it works racially here. But I think one of the things Jordan Peele is doing is also looking back to films like, say, Rosemary's Baby, where they're controlling this woman, and there's these nice, friendly Satanists, the old friendly Satanist couple next door impregnating this woman with Satan's spawn without her knowing it, or the Stepford Wives, which is also more about gender and about sexism rather than racism, where these guys are basically having their woman, you know, turned into, you know, pleasure-providing robots. I think he's very conscious of these things. And that's the other thing that I really like about it, is that it works as a straight horror movie. You can get the satire or not get the satire. It's certainly richer if you do. But he knows how to make a horror movie. He has watched a lot of horror movies.
Yes. And the other thing here is he's watched them. He's learned all the rules about them. But in the same movie, he turns over those rules and he uses them. And that's masterful in a way that you wouldn't expect from a first-time director.
And then he's also riffing off of things like, you know, Richard Pryor talking about The Exorcist, or Eddie Murphy talking about, you know, what black family would do in the Amityville horror. You know, Get Out, yeah. That sounds like the logical thing to do. Here. And he's also riffing off of the things that people often say and yell at the movie theater to the screen, you know, so don't go in there. he's working off of all this stuff and he's doing it really masterfully. Yeah.
And that's what we talked about. You and I have talked about this, that it makes a difference where you see this movie, who you see it with. Don't go see it alone.
No.
There's nothing to gain from that.
No.
I mean, this movie is, it's like a kick in the gut for certain people in the audience, and they're going to react to it. This movie begs for you to yell at the screen.
It does. And so, the first time I saw it, I was actually with your significant other. We were the only two people in the movie theater. It was actually kind of funny. And then we were leaving, the security guard like jokingly asked him if he was okay. Then the second time I saw it in a packed theater in Oakland, which is near where I grew up. And it's just a very diverse mix of people. And yeah, people were talking at the screen. Yeah. And that's the kind of environment where I think it's okay to talk. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to shush you doing that during Get Out, because that's almost part of the interactive experience.
Well, they shouldn't. But the screening, one of the screenings I went to, a young woman was doing just that. She was reacting to the film. And a young man complained that she was disturbing him.
No, some people aren't going to get it, and that's fine.
Right. But it illustrated to me what happened there, illustrated to me what was on the screen. It was a real-life situation of somebody controlling someone else's reactions.
The meta-encapsulation
of Get Out. Oh, my goodness. It was like my brain literally blew up when I saw that was happening while I was watching Get Out. So it's, I don't know, it bothers me on a level that I didn't think a horror movie could reach.
It's impressive.
You know I do. Yes. I mean,
that a horror movie can still do that to you, you watch all kinds of horror movies. I find most of the newer horror movies a little sadistic for my taste. It's not even the blood so much as the meanness, and I can't really get with the humor when it's there. I was with this 100%. Yeah. All the way, and it's really struck a chord. You know, it's doing amazing box office. It had one of the best second weekends in recent years.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of different kinds of people are seeing and enjoying this film, and I think that really speaks to Jordan Peele. I think he's a comic genius. I also think he's a damn good filmmaker.
I think so too. Now here's the thing: it's completely set up for a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
The ending scene.
In all kinds of ways.
In all kinds of ways. I mean, if you haven't seen it, we warned you in the beginning that there will be spoilers. But when those blue and red lights show up, it's like, oh, man, he going to jail.
Yeah. And I love that the TSA ends up being the hero, the TSA agent to the rescue.
Lil Rel Howery is so funny and so needed.
Yeah.
He's like a breath of fresh air.
He's fantastic.
He's on the Carmichael Show. Have you seen that?
I saw the first one.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm really bad on TV. I need to watch more television.
Yes, you do. Because there's an episode, the Bill Cosby episode of the Carmichael Show, where Lil Rel Howery had me dying laughing. Like, I've seen the episode like 5 times. And he was in the place in this movie. He played almost the every man, the every black dude that, nah, man, don't go up there.
Right.
he did what you expected the audience to do in the film. But I'm really telling you, every day I find another layer. Like, even the fact that he picked stuffing out of the chair to stuff his ears with, and it's cotton.
Yeah, he's picking cotton.
Oh, man. He's picking cotton. It's like, come on.
Yeah, it's really smart.
It's very, very smart. And the memes going around now with everybody talking about the sunken place where the black people go to, where they're sent to so that their bodies can be taken over. And the Ben Carson meme right now, he's in the sunken place. I mean, people are having so much fun with this film. And while they're having fun with it, I'm hoping that they're realizing, like I am, that it's relevant to you as a black person walking these halls.
Yeah, and it's relevant to where we are right now, I think, as a country. I mean, it's very much about what happens when racism can't really be expressed overtly and publicly. It gets kind of shoved underneath the surface.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on in this movie. It's this secret operation.
Right.
Which, again, I'm not going to spoil everything.
No, we're not going to spoil everything. But I always say you still have to see it, because I really can't. Something this good, I can't explain it enough that you won't realize you missed something.
It's the perfect horror movie for the post-Obama years.
Boy, is it. His first question, not first question, but one of his questions to her is, do they know I'm black? Now, here's where everybody is culpable in this film, because the minute she said, no, they don't know, he should have been like, well, then I'm not going.
Get out.
Get out. It's like in every instance, that's the reaction you have. you know, to where this guy is going. Get out.
But then it works because her family is such a caricature of the,
yes,
the kindly white middle class liberal, yes, who, you know, the dad saying Bradley Whitford is fantastic, saying,
yes,
I would have,
is,
voted for Obama a third term if I could have. The mom is the sympathetic psychiatrist.
He just says it.
Yeah. And then the brother, who's actually played by Dallas's, mm-hmm, Caleb Landry Jones, is the only one who's sort of, you can, this guy,
yeah,
is not right.
He's not right.
Everybody else is playing it really cool.
Right.
And then they have the lottery, which we shouldn't spoil too much.
No, we should
either
not spoil that, because that comes, that really is like a fist.
So how long has this been going on? This thing. How long?
4 months.
4 months?
Mm. 5 months, actually.
She's right. I'm wrong.
Attaboy. Better get used to saying that.
Please, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. She's right. I'm wrong. See?
Do you have an off button? This is exhausting.
I know, and I want to give you a tour.
You know, when that moment plays out. I mean, the music was good. We mentioned Childish Gambino is in there, and the score is good because there are some real jump scares, and that, I'm jaded with horror movies, and I actually jumped a couple of times, so.
You're jaded with bad horror movies.
This
is a good horror movie.
I know good ones too, but I do love some bad horror movies. You seen Feast lately? I've seen Feast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never do.
I ate a feast last night.
But, okay, here's the other thing. Jordan Peele, on the surface, before you know anything about the movie, you might think he's trolling us because he's biracial and he's married to a white woman.
He is kind of trolling us.
He is trolling us, isn't he? Not in a bad way, though. He's just like, okay, I'm going to show you what this looks like from every angle. And I think that's what's kind of blown my mind. He is... Everyone gets it. The liberal elite, the paranoid black people, you know, the cops, TSA.
TSA to the rescue.
TSA to the rescue. All I know is after seeing this movie, I'm always carrying my earplugs with me. I will not be without them. You will understand when you see it. And I'm practicing my swinging to see, make sure that I connect with somebody's jaw or something. Not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to see if I can. That, and I will see it again and again. Thank you, doctor, for listening to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
anytime.
It's helped some. And if you want one of these fabulous t-shirts I'm wearing, you can slide into my DMs. Or on Twitter, maybe not slide into my DMs because that has a negative connotation all on its own.
Don't even want to get there.
And maybe I'll hook you up with a little something-something. Anyway.
But if you want my awesome Fear of a Black Planet shirt, you got to get your own.
And there we go. And there you have it. I'm telling you, Get Out will climb into your brain and stay there. And thank you for your help, but I think I'm going to need another session.
Get Out.